CHAMQ, and today we're talking with Trevor from Desert Heat. So welcome, Trevor.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Now, Desert Heat, especially well-known band here in the Eastern Townships, because that's where it all started out, right, Trevor?
That's right. Back in high school in Massivania, it was 87, I believe, we got together, yeah.
Okay, 87, so you've been strong for quite a few years, and with same band members, too?
Pretty well, yeah. The four of us, me, my brother Tim, and Jared Tatro, and Robin Wilkinson, we're the four guys who started it, and we're still the same guys in it. We started, yeah, it was 87. We went through a rock band for many years, and then we became a Tragically Hip tribute band for a little while, and then we went a little more country probably about 5 years ago, I guess.
Okay, so that's 24 years, and you went country a few years ago. Now, why did you go country?
Well, we always loved country music, and we always kind of had it in us. Even when we were doing the rock thing, we were slipping in some country songs or southern rock songs. And just as the scene changed over the years and as we got a little older, we saw that the music scene, the grunge and everything came in, and then the dance music, and the music that we always enjoyed kind of became what country music became today. It became like 80s rock almost, you know. You got the Keith Urbans, and it became very crossover pop rock. And we're in Nashville a lot. When you're down there, everyone's like Poison and Bon Jovi and Cinderella, and all our favorite 80s bands are all there now, hanging out. You know, they're in that scene. So, that's it. Kind of, I mean, it's just all good music anyway. But we just always had it in us, I guess, and it's just the way we went. I mean, I don't know. I guess we just love all kinds of music, really.
Definitely influenced a lot by the 80s music, then.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I mean, we still throw Poison and Bon Jovi into our sets, and I'm actually doing some songwriting with Nova Nova, who is who's Bon Jovi's one of his best friends, and he's a neighbor of mine and a good friend, and he was really big in the 80s as well, so we're just heavily influenced by that.
That's awesome. So, Trev, you're the lead vocals, and your brother Tim, he's the lead guitar and vocals. Now, Jared, acoustic guitar and vocals, and Robin does the bass vocals, and Scott the drums. So, you're based in Nashville now, is that correct?
No, we're still around the township. I mean, most of us live in townships, and I live in St. Lazare, Hudson area.
Okay.
I'm actually in the car right now driving out to the townships we're having a band rehearsal tonight. Most of us still live in the townships still.
That's amazing. So you decided to keep the townships as your home then?
Oh, always. I mean, we love it, and that's basically we'll always call home base for sure, and we spend time in Nashville, and, you know, we go down to record, and I go down to write sometimes, and, it's almost like a second home sometimes, but, we're really from the Eastern Townships, and we've been doing some more shows out there. Again, we just always love playing close to home, too, so it's always fun.
And the people love to hear your band, too, because it is from the townships, too, and we certainly support the local bands. Now, Forever Road, that came out in 2005. You were independent at the time. And then the CD came out, Tail Lights and Love. And
yeah.
Right now you're set to release, I guess, another CD.
Yes. The Tail Lights and Love one we did a couple years ago. We didn't really officially, actually, we really only officially released it basically in the townships in Montreal area. We weren't totally satisfied the way it turned out, and we didn't really release it right across Canada. We put out a couple of singles, but ended up going back in the studio and redoing a couple of the songs that are actually on this record now. So we kind of took a little bit of Tail Lights and Love and rechanged the songs a bit, fixed them the way we had wanted to, and now they'll be on this new record coming out this summer.
That's
but the
exciting.
First single's already gone to radio a couple of weeks ago. It's getting a lot of ads across Canada. It's called Love Never Let Me Down.
Oh, for certain. And we're really enjoying playing it here, getting a lot of good feedback on that one.
Oh, so good. Well, thanks for the support. Thanks for the support, guys.
Oh, well, we enjoy supporting you, definitely. Love Never Let Me Down, that's the first single. What's the album called?
We're probably just going to self-title it Desert Heat this time because we haven't done that yet. And we kind of have almost, not new sound, but a little bit, we kind of want to think of it as a fresh start in Canada here with this CD, so we just figured we'd go right out with Desert Heat, just call it Desert Heat, yeah.
Okay, how did you come up with the name Desert Heat?
It was funny, back in high school, Jared, one day we were sitting down trying to think of names, and he came to class one day and had a whole list of names, and as he was going down the list, me and my brother were just looking at each other, and then he hit Desert Heat, and we just said, that's it, and that was it, stuck, and back in that day, we were more of a rock thing, so we went to Montreal, got agents to book us. All the agents started booking us everywhere and said, we got to change our name because Desert Heat's too country. So we ended up we ended up having to change our name, and we played under a different name for a lot of years. And then when we went more country, we said we got to go back and get Desert Heat again and go back to what we really were. So
I think that's a very catchy name. I think a lot of people like that.
Oh, thanks.
Are you still an independent band?
Yeah, we were working. We actually were in talks with a pretty one of the biggest labels in Canada, and they really, really liked the CD. They liked everything about it. It's just they just finished signing on Taylor Swift and Rascal Flatts and Reba and a bunch of big acts, and their roster is just so full right now that they said they wouldn't be able to really do anything with us for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe not a couple of years, but at least a year and a half. And we didn't want to sit on the fence like that for that long, so we just said, we're just going to go at it alone, I think, right now, and that way we can release stuff quicker. I mean, it would have been nice to be with a label like that, but at the same time, when you're signed to a label, you're kind of hands tied, you know, you can't really do anything until they want to do it with you, right? So we may have just had to sit on the fence for a couple of years, and right now we just want to get this thing rolling, so we just turned it down a little bit. But we kind of, you know, it wasn't that they were ready to sign exactly, but we were in negotiations and stuff, and when they said that, they even said maybe you're better to go on your own, that way you can get things rolling quicker. I mean, some of these labels are just so packed, you know, they sign artists, and the artists aren't heard of for 4 years, you know, they're shelved, so it's a tough business. It's a tough business, and once you sign to a label, you're basically, they own you, you know, and you don't have much creative control anymore. You lose a lot of your, and plus you're on the road. They throw you on the road for a long time, and we all have kids and stuff and families, and that's our priorities, our kids and families, and we don't want to live the gone 300 days a year life. So this way we get to live both worlds, do our music on our terms, and be with our kids and families. So.
Sounds like a great deal. Good. So definitely they're probably telling you what your sound will be then when you're signed with somebody.
Well, it's a little bit. I mean, they really like the sound. They like the songs. They thought we did a great job. And it's just, you know, they start telling what singles are going to go in what order to get. And lots of people think you get signed to a label and you're loaded and all that. You know, everything, life's great. But a lot of times you got to pay back the label a lot of the money, you know, and whatever they're investing in you has to be paid back. And if your record doesn't do great in the end, you could lose a lot of money. So we just figure, you know, at our age right now, and we're all settled down with kids and families and stuff, we don't need to really gamble that right now and be gone that much, you know. So we all have other things we do on the side that we really enjoy doing. So to just tour right now like that would just be insane. So.
That sounds like a good plan, definitely. Now, your first release in 2005, Forever Road, that actually was up for a few awards, I guess, Top Indie Group and Top New Band?
Yeah, we were, it was funny because when me and Jared and Tim went down there to do Forever Road, we were basically going down to write the songs, to record, to promote, like push them to other artists to sell, because we were going to kind of back out of the band scene a little bit because we were having kids and stuff. And we said, let's just write some songs and push them to the country artists down there. So we recorded this record, and the Dixie Chicks were off tour at that point. So we were able to use their drummer and their guitar player, like acoustic player, and a couple of other people came in too. And basically we were recording this thing to pitch the songs to other artists, because we really like songwriting too, and pitching songs to other artists as well, and that's really in the end where you make a lot of your money, you know, and you can kind of settle down and just live at home and then just write for other people and let them go on tour.
So you write all your own songs plus some for other people too?
Yeah, well, we've written most all the Forever Road that we wrote ourselves. Tail Lights and Love, we wrote the majority of it ourselves, and this record we wrote about half of it because we had some other songwriter friends down in the States that we wanted to try to use some of their material. And Lady Antebellum and actually wrote a song with Roadhammers, who is another big act up here, and they gave us one of the songs, which ended up being a really good song in this record. So we used some other people's songs, but we wrote a lot of them ourselves too, a few, and we try to write with other people too. We just finished pitching a couple songs, wrote with Jason McCoy and Shane Yellowbird and stuff like that, trying to get some other art acts to do some of our songs as well. So
that sounds great. Yeah.
So when we go down to Nashville, we try to write with other people, other artists, other up-and-coming writers and stuff like that. So, yeah, you get a few hits, you get a few songs written by some, you know, for some other acts, and you can make a nice living like that too. So,
good for you. So definitely making a lot of great contacts, getting a lot of experience out there too.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, it's an addictive. We're just addicted to the music scene. I mean, it's very hard sometimes. It's a tough competition, but. We're pretty well, you know, become good friends with most of the people in the industry. So, you know, it's friendly on that side of it. But at the same time, it's a if you don't have a machine behind you to really, and the money behind you to really push you guys, push you to the top, and, mm-hmm. and willing to sign your life over in blood, basically, then, you know, it's pretty, it's a pretty tough business. But we've seen too many acts get signed and friends get, you know, into that,
mm-hmm.
the label control, and then they're, you know, a couple years later, they're burnt out, they're done, they want to be just, they want to be out of it. So it's a kind of a, it's a great business to be in, but at the same time, you just got to be careful.
You do have to be careful. Now, your CD coming out this summer, so that's going to be very exciting. And you're having a release party for that?
We will, as soon as it's all ready. I mean, we've been playing a couple of shows out in the townships the last couple mm-hmm. of weeks, and we're coming to do a show in Sutton on Easter weekend, I think the Saturday, at Pub St. Patrick in Sutton.
Okay.
And we just played Thirsty Boot in Knowlton. We just did the Stanbridge East Old Mill last weekend. So we're going to be doing a few shows out there. But as soon as, you know, we're just promoting this new song, Love Never Let Me Down, and just, like I said, we love playing back home anyway, but we know when summer gets here, we get pretty lined up with big shows across Canada and stuff, and festivals and stuff, so we wanted to try to do some hometown stuff. We hope to maybe do the Brome Fair, or maybe a couple of fairs out there this summer as well. And but yeah, when the CD is actually packaged and ready to go, we will probably definitely have a few big shows out there in the townships to release it. We like to release it out there and then make our way across Canada.
That's great. Certainly we'll be looking for a copy here. So the first one out is...
one for sure.
Yeah, Love Never Let Me Down. Now, your website, www.desertheatmusic.com. And I know you're on Facebook because you're on my Facebook. Are you on Twitter too?
No, I haven't got to the Twitter thing yet. But the Facebook thing we love. And actually, that's where we usually use mostly. We do have that website you mentioned, desertheatmusic.com. Mm-hmm. It's being revamped right now, and it'll be updated, but you can hear the new song on there as you go to the front page there. But we will update it with a bunch of new, you know, information, photos, etc. And Facebook seems to be the big thing now. We used to use MySpace a lot, but mm-hmm. Facebook's the big one. So that's where you can usually find us if you want to contact us. Just go there.
Good. And I imagine on YouTube you have a few videos too?
We got a video in the works right now for the next single, Ain't No Future in the Pasture, it's called. We're going to be doing a video out in the townships, actually, for that, and maybe another song called Gasoline, both on this new record. So once we do that, we're going to make an announcement. Actually, we'll call you guys, let you know, so we can try to get some people out there to be in the video. Whoever would like to be in it could maybe come and be a part of that. And so once that happens, we'll have some videos on YouTube and CMT, etc. So that's what we're planning with this record.
That sounds really exciting. Anything else that we left out that you'd like to mention, Trevor?
No, I just want to thank you guys for the support and the listeners. I hope we get to come out there and do a show in Sherbrooke soon. And I think that's all.
Okay, well, we thank you, and definitely all the best. We'll be watching you.
Okay, well, thanks a lot again for everything and the support, and we'll hope to see you guys soon.
Thank you. Take care.
Okay, bye.
I'm done cursing myself, and cursing her don't work. There just ain't any help in holding on to that kind of hurt, that kind of lonely. If I'll ever break free of this hold she has on me, I've got to take to the sky and fly like nobody's ever clipped my wings. I've got to stand back up and run like nothing's ever knocked me out. Run me to my knees. Someday somebody's gonna come around, and I wanna be ready to love like love never let me. But it don't matter why. Sometimes I guess love just don't work out the way that you planned it. I don't understand it yet, but until it all makes sense, yeah, I gotta take to the sky and fly like nobody's ever clipped. like my heart.